Erev Tov, Rabotai. Welcome back, everyone. We are in Sha'ar Teshuvah, Sha'ar Sheni, page Mem Aleph. So, yeah, that was that. I'm happy that my shiur from the afternoon made some waves, right, Maor, about the shaving. Everybody's all crazy about shaving this coming Friday. I don't know what happened. There's nothing else exists in Klal Yisrael right now besides for shaving this Friday. Nahon? Zo, Zemayesh. Nothing else is important, only that. No doubt. Anyway, there was actually, before I get to the Musar, somebody sent me an article. They posted an article on the Kolel chat, the Great Neck Kolel chat, about different poskim in Eretz Yisrael, even Sfaradim, about whether or not the heter of the Mishnah Berurah applies to Sfaradim. And there were certain poskim in Eretz Yisrael, Agon Rabbi Ofir Malka and others, that understood that the Mishnah Berurah that we spoke about in the morning that allows shaving this coming Friday, which coincides with Rosh Chodesh Iyar, is meant for Sfaradim as well. He brought a ra'ayah from a Kaf HaChaim. La'anu da'ati completely misread the Kaf HaChaim. I read it completely, completely different. In any event, Gaon Chametzak Yosef disagrees with him and he says that's not true because we proved from the Stimut Divrei Maran, from Maran Shulchan Aruch, that he's not mechalek, that it would be asur anyways. But again, if you see a Sfaradi shaving this Friday, you know, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to go nuts because he certainly has on whom to rely. Not only Mishnah, there's a few poskim Sfaradim that also allow. But at the end of the day, if you are, you know, if you're true to the motto of Kibalnu Raot Maran, then you got to know that according to Maran, it's Asur. Yeah. So that has nothing to. So over there, he has a hetir, irrelevant of this year falling on Erev Shabbat, any time. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Maran Zechon Mecha brings down Chazon Ovadiah, that if a person is mitzta'ir harbeh, a person has a lot of tzar as a result of his... But what does tzar mean? Sometimes, you have to know, sometimes the tzar that people have in their heads is just imaginary. I don't like how it looks. What do you mean you don't like how it looks? That's not the tzar that we're talking about. The tzar that we're talking about is it's very itchy, irritating, uncomfortable. Vizen a person mamash, sometimes he's just like scratching their skin off. Okay, the shamati. That I understand. You want to rely on the Radbaz and the other poskim that allow shaving on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, beseder. But otherwise, stam, I don't like how it looks. Is it tzar gadol? What are you talking about? That's not tzar gadol. That's part of avenut. You know what I'm saying? That's part of it. Anyway, so get that's...
Better taste,
huh?
Better taste,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Even today in the world, it's very interesting. From when I was a kid until today, fashions change every 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? First it's shaved, then it's a short beard. Then even by the goyim today, it's stylish to have a long beard. Yeah, it's considered a style in Yodama. Yeah, to. So page Mem Aleph, Sha'ar Teshuvah. V'lo yuchal ish lomar ki haya mistapek al nishmat ha'adam im ta'ale lema'ala. Ki hine katuv, v'aruach tashuv el ha'elohim asher netana. Which means, there's no doubt in our minds that after we pass away, the neshama goes up. Shlomo HaMelech already writes in Kohelet that the body goes back to the earth from where it came, and the neshama goes back to Shamaim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sent it down. Ve'od, איך יסתפק על רוח הבהמה אם יורדת למטה? הלא רוח בהמה מן הארץ, ואיך תעלה? ונתבאר בתורה כי נשמת האדם עליונית. You have to know, animals have a certain soul as well. Not a neshama necessarily like human beings, but they have a nefesh. So he says, כי נשמת האדם עליונית, the neshama of Adam is higher, is more supreme, כי כתוב על נפש בהמה, כי מן הארץ שנאמר, תוצא הארץ נפש חיה למינה, that the earth should give forth נפש חיה. That's not the nefesh, that's from down under. ועל נשמת האדם כתוב, however, with regards to Adam's neshama, where does that come from? ויפח באפיו נשמת חיים. Who's ויפח? מי זה ויפח? קדוש ברוך הוא. על כן תעלה נשמת האדם במות הגוף למעלה. Therefore, when a human being expires, unlike an animal, when an animal expires, where does his neshama go? Down. When a human being expires, his neshama goes up. ככל הדברים שווים אל שורשם. At the end of the day, everything returns to where it came from. Yeah. Big time, Kabbalistically. Right now he's not differentiating in the Kabbalistic terms, but yes, there is a very, very big, even where they're situated in the body, their functions, there's actually five, the neshama, the soul, as we know, it is split into five portions. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechida. There's different parts of the neshama that have different functions, but right now he's not getting into the Kabbalistics. כעניין שנאמר, וישוב העפר אל הארץ כשהיה, והרוח תשוב אל האלוהים אשר נתנה. ונאמר, על נשמת הצדיקים, there's a pasuk in Zechariah that says about the souls of the tzaddikim, ונתתי לך מהלכים בין העומדים האל, פירוש, בין המלאכים שהם עומדים וקיימים. הקדוש ברוך הוא calls the tzaddikim on this world living מלאכים. כמו שנאמר, ויעמידם לעד לעולם, ונאמר, קרבת על חד מין כעמיה, זה פסוק דניאל, ואמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, נפשותיהם של צדיקים גנוזות תחת כיסא הכבוד. The נשמות of צדיקים come from a very very high place, they're hidden under הקדוש ברוך הוא כיסא הכבוד, שנאמר, והייתה נפש אדוני צרורה בצרור החיים, that דוד המלך said. טוב, בכל אנשי, he's talking about how a person has to, just to get back into the context of here, what Rabbi Yonah was talking about, is that he's saying sometimes people focus incorrectly on this fleeting world and the ta'anuge vehavle ha'olam hazeh without realizing that there's going to come a time where we're all just going to expire and go back and have to give din v'cheshbon. And he says, v'chol anshe levav yachshevu ha'olam hazeh kmo dirat arai. People who are, yeah, no.
If it's saying that, oh, all the holy neshamot came from how is that really free choice? How is that really free will on our part? Because that just seems like it's predetermined based on where that neshama came from.
It's a good question. It doesn't necessarily mean that the, because the Rambam says meforash based on a Gemara, that a person is never predisposed to tzidkut or rishut. That would be the antithesis of bechira chofshit. Nevertheless, some neshamot, because of, all neshamot were created holy. Depending on what those neshamot went through in previous gilgulim, those neshamot have an, you know, what does it mean to be predisposed to holiness? It means that we're all here for a tikkun, nachon? My tikkun could be bigger, your tikkun could be smaller based on what we've done in previous gilgulim, so that can make it easier or harder, which makes us, quote-unquote, what we kind of interpret as predisposed to be tzaddikim or reshaim, that's not true, it just... we're born into a situation with either a bigger or smaller tikkun. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if a person with a bigger tikkun, sometimes he finds it harder. Sometimes, you know, rishut is pulling at him a little bit more. Person with a smaller tikkun, sometimes, you know, tzidkut can be pulling, but that doesn't mean he's predisposed. That's how we interpret it to be. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you know, there's a very fine line between this and kfirah. If a person thinks that I was born to be a tzaddik or born to be a rasha, chas v'shalom. Yeah, that's how, I don't know if you ever learned Sefer HaTanya, but if you open up Sefer HaTanya, the very first perek, he starts off with a baraita. Tanya besof perek gimel denidam, mashbe'in oto, te tzaddik ve'al tirasha. Yes, the malachim, before we're born, they make us swear that we're going to be tzaddikim and not rasha'im, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't impose that on us. That's left to our free will. What do you want to ask, Mishael? Mishael ve'el tzafan do daharon. Yeah?
Oh, if everyone is here for tikkun, right? So that means, as soon as they finish it, tikkun nidam, right?
Yeah.
So that means our... we were very good, so our olam haba was already set from our previous good. So
Every part, every nitzot, the neshama is broken up into nitzotzot. I don't want to, if it's I don't know if you can get your hands on it, and I don't know if whatever. The Ari HaKadosh has a sefer called Shara Gilgulim. He explains how these things work on a very kabbalistic level, but the neshama is really split. It's splintered into many many different fragments. Every fragment of the neshama has its own reward and punishment in olam haba. You understand? So you can't say, oh, well, this whole neshama is recycled. No. The whole neshama is not recycled. A portion of the neshama, because don't forget, we're all a portion of the neshama of Adam Rishon, that we all have to be mitaken. And then that gets splintered further into more and more tiny microparticles. And that's what we get in our neshama, which we're going to be held accountable. We can't say, oh, you know what? The guy before, he's going to be have more schar va'onish because of my ma'asim. No. Everybody is judged individually. Nachon, the neshamot come from the same shoresh, but at the end of the day, each fragment of the neshama has its own din v'cheshbon and has its own schar va'onish. Understand?
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Ayin shara kilgulim v'rabbeinu hari. Yeah, that's... yeah, it is very deep. Yeah, Mao.
Yeah.
No. The Sefer Ba'al HaTanya. There is Sefer HaTanya to one of the Rishonim, Ba'al HaTosfot. That's true. I'm talking about the one of Rabbeinu Zalman Miliadi, the Ba'al HaTanya.
Right. Usually, Rabbi refers to the
halachic one. Yeah, Sefer Tanya, Sefer Kadosh Venora. Meod, Sefer Kadosh Venora.
Right, now, also, we all have access to all of its claim on
like, So, no, this is not its claim. This is Shara Kavanot. Right. Shara Kavanot, one of the Sfarim is Shara Kavanot, Shara Gilgulim.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, but learn that carefully and sparingly because it's very deep, and sometimes because it's so deep, people can get lost in there. So I'm not, you know, I'm on tape, so I have to be very careful. Yeah, weiter. The truth is that a person really shouldn't, even for Sfaradim, it's okay to learn Zohars and things like that, but a person should really only be delving deeply into Chochmata Nistar only really when he's a little bit older. I'm not going to say 40 because Sfaradim don't really have that 40 thing, but when you're older and you have a firm grip on Shas and Poskim, on Torah Tanigle, then you can start delving deeply into Torah Tanista. Yeah, the rules and regulations that sometimes you hear by Achenu Ashkenazim, many of them don't apply to us, you should know. But I'm just saying, practically speaking, it's not such a wise idea to delve into Chochmat Asod before a person has a very, very firm handle on Shas Poskim. It just doesn't, first of all, you won't register, because it's a very difficult concept. And number two, Chochmat Asod is supposed to build on top of the Chochmat HaPshat. You understand? So once you have the Pshat, you build on top of that with the Tov. Hala. Person has to realize, he says, a person who's on Shelevav, Yireh Shamayim, has to realize that this world is a Dirat Arai. It's like a Sukkah. What's a Sukkah? You build it a few days before Sukkot. Motzai Simchat Torah, you come, you take off the Schach, you put the walls away, Shalom. That's what this world is. Dirat Arai. Yeah, we find the Gemara refers to Sukkah as Dirat Arai. ולא ישתמשו בו רק לעבודת הבורא יתברך ויכינו בו צדן לנפשם. Use this world only to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and prepare things that you're going to need in עולם האמת. That's it. כי אם שנים רבות יחיה האדם ואילו חיה אלף שנים פעמיים. He says he's been poetic. Even if a person would live 2,000 years, אחרי שיש מספר לשניו, יחלה המספר בסופו, כי לא היה יהיה. Which means, one second, even if you lived for 2,000 years, eventually you're going to die. And once you die, it's like you're never here. So what do you get since you're not here anymore? Your legacy is not here since you cease to exist. Where is your legacy? In Olam HaEmet, in Olam HaBa. So only use this world not as a means to a means, which means just benefiting from this world, but as a means to an end, because that's exactly what it is. The end is Olam HaBa. Verstehst du, ve'olam ha'gimul en lo tachlit. This world, even if you lived for thousands of years, it's finite. Olam HaEmet is infinite. There's no end. It's added. There's a in Latin, it's called ad infinitum. It's a mathematical term. You know that? Yes? Anybody take math? Ad infinitum means a number that doesn't stop. Anyway, so he says, ad, by the way, the word in Latin, ad infinitum. Ad is taken from the Hebrew word ad. Yeah. Now, right, there's a lot of things like that because Latin is derived from Greek. And Greek took a lot of things from Hebrew. For instance, duo, du, is milashon shtaim. Yeah, in also in Aramaic. Weiter. Tagid shalom. Efo amit? He left. Alach le'eretz Yisrael, shtabach shemo. Baruch Hashem. Oh yeah? He's from Texas? I didn't know that. Where's he from? Oh, that's why he had that area code. Yeah, okay.
He's 20 minutes away drive from me. I know that because I drove some of the...
חזק מאוד. He says, כי שנות מספר יאתיו ואורך לא אשוב אהלוך. That's the pasuk in Eov that's infinite. Not LA. No, אומר Texas, אומר. מה זה, Dallas?
Dallas,
טוב. He says, אף כי ימי האדם כצל עובר, כעניין שנאמר, ימי שנותנו בהם 70 שנה. דוד המלך says, don't get excited. You're not here for too long. דוד המלך was speaking about himself. How long are we here for? 70 years. ואם בגבורות שמונים שנה. זהו. ונאמר ימיו כצל עובר, a person's lifetime is like a passing shade. ואמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, לא כצילו של אילן ולא כצילו של כותן. Not like the shade of a tree and not like the shade of a wall. Those are big shades. אלא כצל עוף הפורח ועובר. The Midrash says, like the shade of a flying bird. Ever watch a bird flying in the air? And you watch on the ground the shade going with it? That's life. Why? Because the shade of a tree and the shade of a wall is there for a long time. But a bird, it's gone. That's exactly life. And people, when you're young, you listen to this, you think it's a joke. Or not a joke, but you can't really relate to it because when we're children and when we're young, we're used to seeing the clock tick by ever so slowly in school, waiting for the period to end. Yeah, that's how we associate time when we're kids. When you get older and you're not in class anymore and you go out to life, the older you get, and then you get married and children, and then everybody goes on their own way, the clock not only starts ticking faster, it starts ticking out of control. It's flying, 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 and you turn around, you know, when did I get gray? When did I lose my hair? When did my kids get married? All these things go by in like a whiz. A person doesn't know where he is. And then it's all over. That's the way life is, Rabotai. A person has to realize.
רצונם לומר כי חייב האדם להמשיל לעולם הזה בלבבו כצל עוף הפורח וברגע קטון עובר. גם כי אין האדם יודע אם היום או למחר בקבר.
Besides for the fact that we don't know when we're going to die,
ונמצא בהשתדלו ותורכו על יום מחר כמצטער על עולם שאינו שלו.
The Gemara says, don't worry about a world that doesn't belong to you. What does it mean doesn't belong to you? You're all worried and saving and doing and building. You're not going to be here tomorrow. Yeah, there's going to be a time where we're not here anymore. So what are you all nervous about? A world that doesn't belong to you. Relax. Global warming, what do they say? Global warming is going to affect the earth in another 2,500 years. No, yalla. What are you all worried about? Something that's not here now. Let them deal with it. Yeah. Now,
it became a partisan issue. Global. It started off as a scientific thing. Is global warming, is it fact or fiction? And then it became a political thing. You have to identify with global warming depending on which side of the aisle you're on in Congress. Anyway. Oh, yeah. You know, it's the thing that makes a Kadosh Baruch Hu laugh the most in the world is politics. You want to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu laugh? Go into politics. I hear people speaking sometimes. I hate politics. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. People speak sometimes this and that. Like their conversation. You ever hear on the radio, like talk shows, they have this one says this and this one says that. Ke'ilu, their words have any impact on anything that's happening. You know? Sports is even worse. There's one thing, the game, okay, which is also shtuyot, because nothing comes out of the game. And then after the game, or before the game, then what? Not only do they have the game, but they have to talk about the game before the game, and then after the game. During the game, I hear, because they want to call the game. But after the game, what are you talking about the game? The game's over. What are you talking about? That's not going to change the play. What are you talking about the game? That's the beauty of the Torah, is that everything is always so apropos. Everything is so mat'im to every part of life, as opposed to all the havle havalim that there are in the world. Rabotai, ishtabach shemo ezeh Torat emet, Torah metuka we have. He says, Ve'amru rabotai mizchon v'vracha, al tatzer tzarat machar, ki lo teda ma yeled yom.
Don't sweat about tomorrow, because you don't know if you'll be here tomorrow. Deal with today. Like the Gemara tells us, there's a difference. The Gemara Masechet Shabbat. There is a difference in the Midah of Shammai versus Hillel HaZaken. Shammai HaZaken, Hayu kol yamav lichvot Shabbat. How? Haya ochel kol yamav lichvot Shabbat. How is Shammai ochel kol yamav l'Shabbat? Haya yotze l'shuk b'yom rishon. He would go to the shuk and find something nice. Haya omer, ze lichvot Shabbat. And then he would go b'yom sheni, and he would find something nicer, and he would say, lo, ze lichvot Shabbat, and he would eat the thing from yesterday. And therefore what? Kol yamav nimtzeu lichvot Shabbat. Tell Shammai. Says the Gemara, Hillel HaZaken midah acheret hayta bo. Hillel HaZaken had a different midah. What do you say? Yom yom ya'amos lanu. Hillel HaZaken said, I'm not going to worry about Shabbat from now. I'm going to worry about right now for now. Different strategies in Avodat Hashem. You see, Hillel HaZaken, that's what we, different things, but at least for us, deal with today. Zeu, kacha. That's what he says. Tov, Rabotai, Bezat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. I'll say one more thing about Sefirat HaOmer. One more thing about this coming Friday, because I want to give the 1-2 knockout punch for today's shiur, Bezat Hashem. Tov, Laila Tov, Rabotai. Always nice to see you. We'll see you tomorrow, Bezat Hashem. Baruch Adonai La'olam, Amen, Amen.